Shalom. We will be talking today about Sugi in Yuma. It's only here in Yuma and Daf Pei Gimel, about the Chole that he needs to, in order to get better, in order to live, he would need to eat or drink something that's Iser Doraisa. The Torah says, V'chai Bohem, that's a Sugi a few blood later, V'chai Bohem lo shiyomus Bohem. So Hutar Pikuach Nefesh for Chole is Hutar Isurei Torah. Afal Pikein, the Gemara says that we can't just jump into it and give any Iser, only Tonu Rabbonan, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Misha Chozei Bulmus. He has a bulmus, that means he's very hungry and he's a Mesukan, it's Pikuach Nefesh, he must eat something now. Let's say it's on Yom Kippur and he has to eat, or any day. Ma'achili Noisei HaKalakal. You give him to eat, and you have Isurim in front of you. So which Isur should we give him? So the Gemara says you choose the least Isur that there is, the more kal, that's what you give him first. And you don't give anything, you choose the Isur kal. So the Gemara has a few examples. Tevel v'nevela, if you have in front of you a peiros of tevel that wasn't miser, and you have also Bosar Nevela that wasn't Teshachin. Machile Nesu Nevela. You give him Nevela and not the Tevel. That means the first choice should be Nevela and not Tevel. Why? So, because Tevel is a Isur of Misa B'dei Shomayim if you eat Tevel. And Nevela is a lav that gets Malchus. And Misa B'dei Shomayim is more Chomor than Malchus. So we try to give him the Nevela first. And then, if that doesn't help, you could give him tevel, but not to start out with the tevel. And here there's an interesting Merome Soda from the Netziv. He says that the Gemara, if he's bringing an example of two things, one leumas, the other, you should bring tevel is always peiros. So you should bring like a dugma of tevel and orla. Orla is a lav, and tevel is misa b'dei shamayim, but he's bringing peiros and bosar, tevel and nevela. It's not so equal, the two sides. So the Merome Soda in the Netzivi says, because Nevela is Macholas Asuras, it's Metamte Mesalev. So we would think that since Nevela is Metamte Mesalev, so Misad Zeh, it's more Chomor than giving him Tevel, which he says is not Metamte Mesalev, because it's something that's Yesh Takon Ali Sura. So the Chiddush of the Gemara is that Tevel the Nevela, even though we have on one side something that's not Metamte Mesalev, and the one that's more Kal Misad the Lavim is Metamte Mesalev, Afal Pikein, we don't look at that part of the Segula part of it, the Metamte Mesalev, we look at the Halacha part, which one is more Chomer and which one is more Kal. Machilinu is a Nevela. Tevel b'shviz, Tevel is a Lavim, it's Misa b'dei Shomayim, Mitzad Sheni. There's Shviz, and Shviz is a Isur Eseh. Rashi says, Lachar Zman Abir Shatevel B'Misa B'Dei Shomayim V'Shviz B'Eseh. So we're Machilim Shviz. The Rambam is brought a little different. The Rambam says, Sfiche Shviz. If we have Sfiche Shviz, then you give him Sfiche Shviz. But that's a different sheet, and that's Midar Abonon that's also. Tevel B'Shviz, Shviz. Tevel v'trume tanoihi. So on tevel v'shviz, we say we give him shviz, and tevel v'trume, that is a machlokes tanoim. Tanya ma'achilin oisei tevel, ve'in ma'achilin oisei trume. We give him tevel. Tevel and truma both are misa b'dei shomayim. Mitzad v'chumras or isur, they should be the same. But some say that tevel is more chomer, and some say truma. Benteima imal truma v'loy tevel. So the machlek is the Tanakama and Benteima, if more chomer is tevel or more chomer is truma. Omar Rab Echadev Shor Bechulin, if it's enough, Rashi learns the Pshat Echadev Shor Bechulin, if we would miser the tevel, and that part we won't give him to eat, what's left, what's chulin, that we'll give him to eat. If it's enough for him to be mechaya the chole, the part of chulin, so we're miser, the kulam lo pligidim sakinin olay umasfin olay, that we're mesakin. For metakin the tevel, and we give him the chulin. And this is talking even on Shabbos. The Gemara says later that even if it's Shabbos and it's a Isur to be metakin on Shabbos, so here we're allowed to keep ligi, but the leif shor bechulin. So Rashi says that it's not enough the chulin. Elohim kenoichel es kulin. The koma machilin es tevel kemoi shuv. Lo yafrishu mimenu trumos el achilu trum el atzma bechulin la atzma. Truma is maichal that a kohen could eat it. So it's not such a chesed isur. It's not so chomor the isur of truma. But tevel, there's no one that's allowed to eat it. Maso about truma chamur. Aval tevel efshol is the kunik. Tevel, the isur of tevel could be metakin and it could become chulin. But truma, you can't be metakin. Mamela, so tevel is more chomor. That's the machlokes if you give tevel or you give truma. Then the Gemara asks, "Efshar b'chulin pshita?" So of course, you should be metaken. Ritzrich b'Shabbos, b'Shabbos nami pshita tiltul midrabbanan. Here, the Gemara talks about the mukta part of it. That's tiltul. The Gemara says that it's talking about the sheni nokuv derabbanan. Masav al tevel chomu, masav al trume chamura. The elti sheni nokuv. So it's only tevel midrabbanan. So some say that the truma is chomu, some say tevel is chomu. Then the Gemara says that it goes. That the Gemara is talking about Maiser Yerik Durabonon, Rebbe said that you're allowed to be metakin, but Maiser Dogon Tevel Doraisu, Afilu Rebbe Moide, the Shoris Le Botzit Shein and Oku, Basilamecha Botzit Shein and Oku. So Memele, by Tevel Doraisu, Rebbe would be Moide, that you should Maiser it. Yeah, so it comes out that the Gemara says Lamaskona that Lefi Rebbe, the Maiser Yerek, so you give him Tevel because it's only a Durabonon and you're not Metakin. But Maiser Dogon, that by Otsi Tznokov it's a Doraisa, so by Otsi Tznokov with Maiser the Xero, you might give him to eat from Otsi Tznokov. On this Gemara, first of all, we should be Mevarer if the Din of Machile Noise Akal Akal, is it a Doraisa or a Durabonon? Because Midoraisa Pikach Nefesh is Mutter. So what kind of a din is it that we have to look for the hakal hakal? Any isur that I'll eat is mutav mipnei pikuach nefesh. So why do we have to first go to the hakal and then to the choma? The chura, it should be a derabonan. And the Kiryas Sefer and the Rambam in Macholes Asuras Perek Yudalad, he really says that it's a derabonan. Shein l'chodor ha-shemit mipnei pikuach nefesh, only the gimel averes. And since the year it's mutar, so everything is mutar. In the Rabbanon, they said that you have to look for a kalakal. But I saw Rabbi Yashiv in the Shurim, he says that since we'll see, we'll talk about the machlekes of the Rishonim, of the Ravid, and the Rabbi Meir Merutenberg, and the Rashba, and the Rashba's toilet. If Pikuach Nefesh is Hutro Dchuya, since he's toilet and Hutro Dchuya, it's mashma more that it's a Doraisa, the din of a kalakal. We'll get into that soon. In the examples of the Gemara, there's the Gemara of Tevel the Truma. If we give the Tevel as more Chomor, or the Truma is more Chamura. So he asks, the text was Vidish, so Nidoraisa, one Chita Pater is the Kri. So Memele, you could take off the Truma Doraisa, not the Shir Dorabonon of Echad Me'aboim or Echad Me'chamishim. Take off one chita. One chita probably means that it's not going to bother the dosage that the chola needs to eat. And then Eilam Midoraisa, it won't be tevel. It will be mekayim the Doraisa of Truma. And he'll be able to eat the rest as chulin. So why do we say that tevel the Truma, you shouldn't miser it because eifshor bechulin. But you can take off one chita. But oh, he asks, and that's all the shitas Rashi asks. The Rashi says that eifshor bechulin means that it's not enough the part of chulin for the cholati. The idea is that betevel v'shviz, the Gemara says that tevel v'shviz, so machilin is a shviz. Why? Because tevel is a lot, it's misa b'deshamayim, and shviz is a eser. So yes, let's take off the truma that's right to take off from the tevel, and that amount that's missing that we won't be able to give him because it's truma, be mashlimit from shviz. So in any way, you'll be machil akal akal. Mitzad echad you have chulin, and mitzad sheni, you'll be giving shviz that's a ese and not tevel that's misa b'dei shomai. Elo, so the Tosfos Reed learns that the pshat of yefshar b'chulin is not like what Rashi says, that yefshar b'chulin, there won't be enough of the chulin, only it means that he doesn't have the ability to miser it. And that's the lesson of the Rambam. Im Iyafshar L'Taken HaTevel. What's Iyafshar L'Taken HaTevel? If the Balabais is not here, let's say it's owned by somebody else, and in order to Maiser, to take off Terumah, you need Rishus from the Balabais, you need Shlichus. Memela, here you can't do it because you don't have Shlichus, the Balabais is not here. So, or maybe it's even talking, they said Pshat, that maybe so he doesn't know how to Maiser it. So Memela, in such a case, it's Iyafshar B'Chulin, not like the way Rashi learns. In there's another kasha here that a lot of Sfarim asked, the Gevurah Sari and the Poroshas Drochim and the famous Drush that he talks about, Akal Akal Drush Yutes, and the Tesfes Yom HaKippurim asks it. Why do we say that Tevel v'Truma, that one is more Chomer than the other? Either you give Tevel or either you give Truma. Let's take off from the Tevel, will be Mafrish Truma. So we have a pile of Chulin and Truma. Let's take the Terumah and be mevatel it into the Chulin. It'll be bottled Barov. So Memelo, it's not Tevel anymore because we took off Terumah. And we're not machil Terumah because it was already bottled Barov. You'll say, Ein mevatel nisor l'chatchila. So a lot of the poskim hold that Ein mevatel nisor l'chatchila is only a Darabona. Even if it's a Dorais, it's only a Isur Balma, but it's a less Isur than we would give Tevel and Terumah. Another kasha that the Gevurah Sari asks, let's take off one chita min akri, the tevel. We'll take the tevel. We'll take off one chita, which is poches mikazais, which is not achila, and we'll give him to eat all of it. We'll give him to eat the chulin and the poches mikazais of trume, and it's chotzishir. Chotzishir is for sure chal than all the isurim that there are. So he learns that Bemes, that means Efshar B'chulin. That it means Efshar B'chulin, that Bemes, you could be Mevatel Barov, or you could take off a Chita. And he learns, like the Tosfos Reed learns, that Efshar B'chulin means that you don't have the ability to do it because the Balabais is not here. That they're all learning, not like Rashi. There's a Chidush that they say B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, but it's very Tomua. Yaakov Emdin wanted to say that if you're mafrish teruma and you put back the teruma into the kri, so then it's bottle of mafreya the teruma. But everybody says that that's a chidush, too big of a chidush to say. There's no real raya to it. There's a machlekes rishonim here. The Rosh brings it down. Simen Yud Daled. That the ragged was asked. Shalu is a ragged. Chole sheyesh bei sakona im lo yochal bosor. The chole has to eat bosor, and it's, he has a sakona. Neish lekonav nevela vein shochut im lo shenishchat b'shabbos. Talking on Shabbos, we have a nevela in front of us, and it's talking. He's talking in the case that the nevela was not cooked yet, and you could shecht. Should we shecht on Shabbos and give him shchuta, and then we're over on the Easter of Shabbos of skila for the chole? Or we should give him nevela, which is only a lav. Ki yeshoim, when someone wanted to say mutav shiavo hu alav de nevela, that the chole himself should be over on lav de nevela, and the chole is mutar and everything. Mishiavo acherim al isor skila. Why should we be over on isor skila for the chole? Let the chole be over only on isor lav. Veishiv divrei yeshoim rim mechuvanim. They said a good svara. That's what the rabbit says. Avol yeshloim, he says, ki isor Shabbos kvar nitan litchus be'av oru be'bishul be'mechamin leichani. Anyway, we're going to be over on the isor Shabbos for this chol in other ways. It could be we'll have to be mevashel the nevela. We have to make a fire, av oru, or we have to heat up our water. So anyway, we're going to be doiches Shabbos for the chol. If we won't be doiches now this bosor, we still won't be gaining a chilul Shabbos because we'll have other chilul Shabbos. So inami sheiyef shosh leikot nechod b'seif ha'olam. Well, there might be a cotton b'seif ha'olam that a cotton is like a cholishesh b'sakon, or there will be a cholishesh b'sakon that for him it would be mutar the chilul Shabbos. So memele Shabbos was mutar for the chole in any case. So memele were allowed to shech for the chole on Shabbos. Then he continues and he says, but if the chole needs it right away, so we shouldn't wait with the shechita, we should give him what he needs right away. So the rabbi says that Batsim, it could be that you shouldn't shecht on Shabbos, but he says anyway there's a chilo, he has a reason, a time, along this, that we're allowed to be shechet for the chole. Rabbeinu Meir, that Rabbi Meir Meirutenberg, Heshiv b'tshuva al zeh, v'evi dimyon meichol nefesh b'yomtev. Eshechtim b'yomtev d'ike eseh v'loy seseh b'yisor meloche. That yomtev you're allowed to shecht for eichol nefesh, it's mutter. And it's eseh v'loy seseh. U'meichol nevela d'ein bo'el olav. Oyloy ma lenochi lincho oifo is delek elo yisor d'rabona d'ein shchita loif min ha-toyro. If ein shchita loif min ha-toyro, so you're allowed, so a goy would shecht, would be shochet, it would be like nechira, so it would be called a nevela. And in the rice, it's not a nevela, it's mutter. Elokim, so why should we shecht on yontav oif to eat it? Elokim da teiro iti olon oichal nefesh biyomtav, avel edidon kol oichal nefesh biyomtav kemoi bechoil. The heter of oichal nefesh on yontav, it makes the kilo it's bechoil, just like bechoil it's mutter to shecht without any problem. So memela also on yontav, you're allowed to shecht. So the same thing, Vachinami, given Sheitiro Toro Pikuach Nefesh, Havikom Loch, Shoysim Shabbos, Bishvachol, Shesh, Bishakona, Kiilu Asor Bachol. So he says, Pikuach Nefesh, that's Mutar on Shabbos, is Kiilu, it's Choyl, Gabi Bachol. So Mele, there's no reason not to Shech. You're allowed to Shech because it's like a weekday. On a weekday, we are allowed to Shech also here. And then he continues and says another Svorah. Shchuta amaychel mutor, avol anevel amaychel atzmayosov. Aye revia lo adkan. That means the shchita, so the etzem cheft says mutor. It's only aiso Shabbos that's mutor. Nevela the iser is the cheft itself. So mele it's mutor to shech to give him something that's kosher and not to give him something that's aryu that's the etzem otor. It's mashma de mara mirutenberg mitzad de macholos. So nevela is more chomer than Shabbos. Vani shamati says another reason. Mishum de chashinon. Shemo ye achole kotz b'achilas iso v'yifresh v'yistakin, that the chole be'emes it would be mutar to give him nevela, you wouldn't be allowed to shecht, but since the chole, if he finds out that you're giving him a nevela, it would be most by him, he wouldn't eat it, and it would be kotz b'machole, so because of that chash, that he won't be able to physically eat it, so memela, you're allowed to shecht and give it him. And I don't swear that they have a chakira, what would be if the chole says he's not mois in it, if you're allowed to shecht on Shabbos, I mean, it says, I saw in one of the sforim, I don't remember which one. In the Ran, the same style of the rabbit is in the Ran, it says a mashu different than what it says in the Rosh, although I didn't see anybody pointing it out, but there is a difference. He says, Nishalo rabbit beloshna zeh, imoya choyle sheyesh bo sakona, v'tzorich lishret lo itarmegolos. The Rosh, we were talking that there's a nevela lefonov, and we want to give him the nevela. Here the Ravid is moisiv that we're talking that the nevela is not lefonov, only we want to tell the goy to be neicher the nevela. It's merumas in the Maran Rutenberg that the Rosh says. But here we're moisiv a isur of amir el-akum. The Mitzad Shabbos, there's a Isur Durabonon of Amir Elakum, which is Noisaf in here. And the Shaila was, should we Shecht or should we tell the Goy so we'll be over on Amir Elakum and we'll also be over on the Vela? The Eishiv. Now the Tshuva he says is also a little different. Eze Isur Oimedu Ma'akvoy, Vada Isur Shabbos Lo Isur Nevela. The Isur that's not letting him eat, Mitzad, if it would be a weekday, would be the Easter Shabbos. That means, which Easter is preventing him from eating? The Easter Shabbos, not the Easter Nevela. Teida. She'ilu lo yoyo Shabbos leinu mevakshim lo nevela lo shchut. If it would be a weekday, we would shecht. We wouldn't hesitate. Right away we would go and shecht if it was a weekday. So which Easter is preventing him from eating? The Easter Shabbos. That means if we would match up Shabbos with a weekday, so what's preventing him is the Shabbos, the shchita. V'kiven shekeinu iso oime dolovu ma'akvoy. So he says the Isur that's preventing him is the Isur Shabbos, so that's the Isur that was hutar for him. Because we look at it as if it was a weekday. If it was a weekday, we wouldn't be able to give him nevela, we would only be able to give him shchuta because we could shech. So nevela Shabbos, what's moisif on Shabbos, is the Isur Shabbos. The Isur Shabbos is hutar etzle. So here also it's mashma that it's a inyan of a doraisa. Because if it would only be a Durabonon of Hakal, Hakal, Achura, why on weekday we can't give him an Avela, we have to Shech? Because of Hakal, Hakal. And that's what's Matya Lefid Ramban to Shech on Shabbos. So we see that Hakal, Hakal is a Doraisa. The Tmehani, the Ram asks on the Ravid, Shimkei, Mosot Anagulis, Nechuro, Nachileno, Isogloi, Nishretli. Shekshem, that means we were talking that the goy should go be noichem. So he says, but if we found a nechura, that means a nevela, so we shouldn't shekshem shatoyna sheiso shabbos ma'akvei melishchot, kach iso nevela ma'akvei melechoi nevela zu. Shein lo yoyo iso nevela ma'akvei hoyo oichalo iso. Lama yoyed lefron of iso shabbos yoyso miso nevela, he says, why can't we give the nevela? Because it has the Eastern nevela. So the Eastern nevela is preventing him from eating it. So memela we see. So just like we say that by Shabbos, the Eastern Shabbos that's mafriya from eating is muta because of the achoyle. So also the nevela, which Eastern is preventing him, the Eastern nevela. So let's be matir the nevela. Lord Shafilo Yoyokain, Lomoloy Nachi Loiso Yoiso Shukal Biyoisa. I feel if it was like that the Isur that Shabbos is preventing. But the Isur Kal Yoiser is Nevela. So let's give him the Nevela. Avon nearly, the Legabe Choyle ain't Isur Nevela Kal Me Isur Shabbos. Nevela is not more Kal, even though it's only a Lav and Shabbos is Skila. The Nehid, the Nevela Isur Lav and Shabbos Isur Skila. But there's a Chumra Achrina be Nevela. The Vishoich Loiva Belaval Kol Kazais Vizais Shebo. Pidamrina Legabe Nozo Shoishwesi Yain. Omboloy al tishte bushoise chayval kolachas veachas. The nozir, if he was drinking wine, you tell him on each of these al tishte, so it's chayv on each one becomes a special lach. So memela here also, if he's eating nevela, so every kazayis is a iser. So that has more of a chumra than Shabbos, even though it's a one time iser that's skila. But over here we're over on a lot of lavin. That means a ribuy of lavin is more chomer, and that's why we should shecht on Shabbos. Shumachi lavin al beit dinavela loy mikri isor kal legabe chad lav de Shabbos b'afal gav davi isor skila. So perhaps this round looks like a big chiddush, because I would have thought that when you eat one achila, the whole achila is one iser. The shiur kazayis is for achila the minimum, but if you eat a lot at once, it's all one iser of achila. What happens if you're masra in the middle? So asrot or mechalik makes it into different achilas. But here we see in the round that each kazayis is called the iser. And Bamis says, dugma that he brings is only from Asro, from Shoysa al-Kol Chayv al-Kolachas Vachas. It's mashma that he learned that Bamis is a separate isurim, but he can't give oinish only if you're masra. So if you're masra, then he's chayv on each one. But Bamis bats him, it should be separate isurim. I saw in the Netziv, the Meremi saw that he doesn't bring the round right away, but he asks that. The Gemara says, Tevel v'shvis. So you give him Tevel, he asks that in Tevel there's a lot of Kazeshim of Isur. So let's be Mafrish to Ruma, and then there won't be so many Isurim. He says that all the Achilas that he eats in one Achila is all one Isur. So Memele, when you eat Tevel, it's all one Isur and it's not a few Isurim. And he brings a raya from Chulin, from Atosfos and Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, that all the achilas that he eats bevasachas is all called one achila. Memela, we see in the Netziv that it's not biduk like the Ran. The Ran says that each kazayis is a iser, and the Netziv brings Atosfos that it's all one achila, that's one iser. I was thinking it could have been the Netziv has a different chidush. It's a Maimar Muskar, a different Indian. The Netziv says in Daf Lamed Ches and Pesachim, he says in the Sheiltos that when you're Mekayim the Mitzvah says of Achila beKazayis, so all the Kazayim, let's say Matzah on Leil Yontif. So Leil Pesach, all the Matzah that eat is all one Mitzvah says of Achila. And we don't divide it into Kazayim. Each Kazayis eats is all Mekayim all one a Mitzvah of Achila. If so, it's Shver, the Yerushalmi says, why? When the Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't eat from matzah from Chodosh. It says, "Vayichlu me'avu ha'aretz mimocharas ha'pesach." Why didn't they eat matzah from Chodosh? They could have been Eser Deicheloisa, Eser Yisrael of Chodosh. So one of the truths of Yerushalmi is because Gzeir Kazayis Rishon to Kazayis Sheni might eat another Kazayis. The Shaila is, what's the Yisrael with the second Kazayis? It's all one Achila with the first Kazayis. So I was thinking maybe by Lavim it's different, because by the Ran here says that each kazayis is over on a iser, or that eser dechelois. So we don't say that it's all one achila. Once you're dechel velois, you're a mekayim veeser, so you can't be dechel anymore. And here in the Ran also we see that each kazayis is a iser, but the Netziv himself is the one that says here that all the achilas, even if it's a lav, all the achilas are all called one achila, and it's not separate kazayim. The emes, it could have been, it's a little bit of Deichach in the Loshon Aran, but it might be that the Ran is only talking about chumra, that ain achanami all the achilas, even though it's many kazaisim, is all one achila and it's all one love. What the Ran says that he's over al kol kazais v'kazais is a love. He means a chumra. Since if we would be masre, it would be mischalik to different lavim. So it's a sug lav, it's a sug isur that could be separated into separate lavim. So it has a chumra. But Shabbos, if you would be shuch, it would be one shchita. It's a little bit of a dechak in the Ran, but then it would be matim with what the Netziv brings from Chulin. That all the achilas, even if it's a lav, all the achilas bevasachas is called one achilas, it's not separate isurim. So maybe the Ran would also hold like that. And Befrate brings a rye from Nozi, and there it's only bevasros. So like this, we would say that it's different lavim, thus rose, or just for the Malkus. But like this, we could say that all the achilas are bem is one achila, but since they could be mischalik to different lavim, if we would be masters, it has an in a chumra over a skila. A component from all this we see, and on the Tshuva Sarasba, the Tshuva Sarasba says, they asked him, they asked the Rasba, Shoydiya lecho, what's the deen if you could shecht, or if you could shecht on Shabbos today to give him basar kosher, we should give him an avela. And he brings the Maharam Rutenberg that he says it's mutar to be shechet afilu b'mokim sheish nevela. So he says that it's all toli if hutro d'chuyo. He says, kol toli b'machlekes, im noim al Shabbos d'chuyo, o im noim al Shabbos hutro eitzel choyle. Im noim al Shabbos hutro eitzel choyle, shechti loy. Shloyos o toyo meleches Shabbos eitzel choyle. And you shech just like we shech it for ourselves on a weekday, because it's like Yom Chol, like the Rabbeinu Meir says. And he brings a raya from Tumah Hutro B'tzibor that we don't even look to try to make it better. And we don't shecht. And then he ends off in saying, so memele, if you have a nevela, you give him a nevela because of tchuya. And if you don't, and if you it's hutra, so then you're allowed to be shechet lechatchila. And it's mashma that all this has to do with akala kal also. Memele, it's mashma that it might be a doraisa, the union of akala kal. In the Magen Avraham, in Tofrei Shutches Ilches Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch says, your machil achoyle shachozay bulmus v'imein shal machil shal heta machil eno yisay machil isur v'im yesh kan shnei mine isurim echot chomor mechavero im machil eno yisay akal tchila. So Magen Avraham says echot chomor mechavero truma chamura mitevel v'tevel minevelo v'nevelo mishviz v'imein shal melo tevel imu dogon afilu nizra botzit sheine nokuv masri eno yisay v'shabes kudim shiachilu because your goyze are otu nokuv. That's the sugya in Yuma that we've read before. And then he says, the Rambam in Macholos Asuros, the Rambam says like this, whatever we have. Hoyu lefoneinu tevel v'nevelo ma'achilinu yisei nevelo tchilo sh'atevel b'miso nevelo v'svichei shviz ma'achilinu yisei svichei shviz sh'asurin midivrei sofrim. And this needs a hesber, because if shviz would be shviz d'oraisa, what would be the din? And then he says tevel v'shviz ma'achilinu yisei shviz tevel v'trumo imi efshol etakina tevel ma'achilinu yisei tevel sh'enu kodosh k'truma. And the Rambam doesn't bring the whole sugya that there's a difference if it was Maisa Yerek in Otsi Sheinu Nokuv or not. The whole din, he just brings Tevel V'Trume. Shekosav Stam Tevel V'Trume, and Yefshol Etakin HaTevel Piyosh Kigon Shli Yadayim B'Noi, so Machilin Ose Tevel Sheinu Kodesh K'Trume. V'lo Yechilik Ben Maisa Yerek L'Peres. So Be'emes Ein Yadayim B'Noi, so that's, the Rambam doesn't say Mefurash, it's Mashma, the Magen Avraham learns in the Rambam, Yefshol Etakin HaTevel, it means that it won't be enough, like Rashi, but others learn in the Rambam, like the Tesvesri, that you're not able to because the Balabos is not here. There's a stira even in the Rambam. The Chazonish talks about it. The Rambam holds that Teruma Bismanaz is Dorabonon. So if so, why does he say Tevel? The Nevela is Machlinos and Nevela. Because tevel bizman azez darabonan, he should give him the darab, or tevel b'shviz, machlinu se shviz, tevel v'trume, so he says, tevel is enu kodesh ketrume, so memele you give him tevel. You should say, because tevel bizman azez darabonan. No, maisa bizman azez darabonan. It's like a steward. Chazanish says that the Rambam would be talking about Bais Rishon, and it's not Mufurish and the Rambam. It's a big kasha, a steward and the Rambam. Here there's a Mogen Avraham and Shin Chof Ches and Ilches Shabbos on the same din that the Gemara the Shulchan Aruch says. Oy echol sheyesh bo sakana v'tzorich boso shechtin loy ve'ein omrim la'achilo nevelo. Avol im oy echol lezorich la'achilo la'alta v'nevelo mochenes lo miyad v'shchita misacheres lo ma'achilo nesei nevelo. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we do shecht and we don't say to give him a nevelo. So it's mashma. If we learn the feet of Rashba and the Tshuva, so it's mashma that he holds that it's like Hutra. And the Rambam paskins that Pikuach Nefesh is Tchuya. And here the Mogen Avraham says, Shechtim loy, the Shabbos Hutra itzel Pikuach Nefesh. Umashma berosh biyumed afilu iso divreyem ein machilinose. It's mashma because he says that if ein shchita loyf min ha-Torah, so we don't say that the goy should be noicher. So memela we see that even a Yisur Darabonon is ein machilinose. But if Shabbos is Hutra, so Memele, you do what's Mutra and you're Machil Shchuta. Avalachan Kosovatam, de Benevelo, over al Kol Kazais Mimeno. Ubepochis Mikazais Hikenami Iso Doraise. Afa Pishen Boy Malkis, Vavihar Be Lavin. So he's merciful on the round. The round says that each Kazais you're over on the Iser. And Memele, it's more Chomer because of that. And he says, Ubepochis Mikazais Nani Iso Doraise. Chotzi Shir Zosar Menatur, so Memele. If you have a lot of kazaisim, you have also a lot of chatzoy zaisim. And that's a chidush, to say that b'mokim kazais, we also talk about a chotzi zais, which is choma. The chura, we should be only talking about the kazais, because that's the iser d'oraisa. Verse Omeach, he has an interesting pilpul here, that somebody wanted to say, that since there's a din of ma'achile noisei akal akal, so let's say if the choyle could eat bosar kochush, and instead of that, he eats bosar shomen. That means he has a greater hanor. He could eat on Yom Kippur something that has less hanor, or afilo nevel. And then he eats something that's more hanor, is moisif hanor. So somebody wanted to say that it could be that he's chayef. Why? Because the Gemara says in Nido that if it was his isha told him that she was ras adam, so he's perish. And if he has to be perish bever mes, and if he's perish. Not Be'ever Meh, so he could have been Perish Ba'noi Mu'etes, and he's Perish Ba'noi Meruba, so he's Chayef. So Memele, you see that the same Pe'ula that you do if you're Moisif Anoi, you're Chayef. So the same thing here by a Choyle, it would be Osur, and maybe even Chayef, if you have Anoi Meruba, let's say you take a Bosar Shomim. But the Rosameh says that that's not a Dimion, because when we're talking about Shi'urim, what's also is a kazais. The Torah says that it's also a chila nevela, and that the Torah was matir by pikuach nefesh, was matir for a choyle. So we don't look at the ribuy of anor. The ribuy of anor is in the echus, in the quality. But here the iser is in the quantity. So nevela, since the anor is not moisif in the shir, it's not moisif in the iser that we're over, so nevela doesn't be moisif in the chiyuv. Also, the Or Samech wanted to say a chidush. He says, Ola b'dayti, that the whole din of akal akal is mutal on the one who's machid, the people who are helping the choyle, so they have to search for the akal akal. But the choyle himself, that he has to save himself, he's not mutal to look for the akal akal. And he has a dimyon, because the Gemara says that a roidev is mutal atzilei b'nafshi. And the Gemara says that if the roid, you could save the nirdof, al yedei, the roidev, not killing him, you could save by the roidev's echad meivorov, without killing him, so you're not allowed to kill the roidev, you have to do be'echad meivorov. But the nirdof himself, and there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, the Medayik about it, it says in the Agoras of the Mishneh Lamelech and Ilchus Ritzeach, that the nirdof himself is not mechuyev to check out the echad meivorov to kill the roidev. He could just kill without thinking. So Memele, the same thing he wants to say, that a dimion to that the machilinoise akal akal is only mutal on the machil. And that's why it says the loshen machilinoise. But the choyle himself doesn't have to be medayek on akal akal. Then it's not such a big dimion, because Over there by the Nirdav is because the Nirdav is bold. That's the lotion there in the Agros of the, on the Mishnah Melech. It's bold, so Mele is not mutal to check it out. And a riot from Avner, that the Gemara says that Avner, Yoav had a tainu on Avner, that Hashka Bechod Mei, the Chamishi Sura Medayik, so it could have been Bechod Mei Vol. So you see that we're the Nirdav, which was Avner in that case, could be Medayik, so he's also Mechiv to be Medayik Bechod Mei Vol. So Mele, but here it's different. Here the Chayla, we're talking about Chayla, that it could be Medayik. We're telling him Akala Kala should be Medayik in it. But then he says the next bright is not mashma that way, so it's not mashma that he has such a maskona or a sameh. There's one more inyan in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch has an interesting chidush, and he says he didn't find it in any other place. In Mitzvah Tov Tzadik Vov in Parshas Shoftim, he's talking about the esse and the lois esse, the esse of Chol Asher Yivucho and the lois esse of Loisoso Min Adovar Asher Yomulecho. That it's mitzvah to listen and to do what the Sanhedrin Gdola says. The Rambam says that it goes even on Takonas and Xeris and Syogim and Yud Gimel Midashatir and Nidreshas, when whatever they say, so you have to listen to them. If you're over, so you're over on Loy Sosur and you're over on Yechol Asher Yerucha, Esen or Loy Sesen. And the Ramban asks on him many kashas, so if so it's a Doraisa, why Sveke the Rabbon and Lekule? Many kashas he asks on him. The Chinuch brings many of it in Tov Tzadik Vov. And the Ramban says that this Esen Lois Esen doesn't go on Shyogim and Xeris and Takonas of the Rabbonin, only goes on the things that the Rabbonin were derish from Yud Gimel Midas Shatoira Nidreshes Buen. When the Chachomim are derish a certain lab or a certain Esen or mitzvah from the Yud Gimel Midas, so then we have the Esen and the Lois Esen of Kechol Asher Yeruch. So the Michas Chinuch says, if so, so it comes out like this, that a lav that's mefurish b'Torah, you have only that lav. But a lav that we learn out from the Yud Gimel Midas Shatorah Nidreshes, you have in addition to the lav, you have also a lav in the Esse of Kechol Asher Yeruch and Leisosu. So it comes out that that's more chomor than a lav mefurish. So if it comes out to a case of a chole, and you want to be ma'achila kalakal, let's say there's an Isur of eating the tzipor shchuta of a metzora, and we learn it out from Yud Gimel Midas, and a nevela is mefurish. So you shouldn't give him a nevela. You shouldn't give him the tzipor shchuta of a metzora. Should give him the nevela. Why? Because nevela only has one lav, and the tzipor shchuta of metzora has one the lav that we learn out from Yud Gimel Midas plus the lav of leisoso and kol asher yerucha. That would be called a kalakal. And he says he didn't find it in any other place. But I was thinking maybe we could say a svara not like that, because the din of Kechol Asher Yerucha and Loisase is if you're over on the lav, then it means you're not listening to the Chachomim. But if you have a heter of Pikuach Nefesh, it's not that you're not listening. Fakir, you're listening to what the Torah said, V'chaybon. So you can't say that he's not doing Kechol Asher Yerucha and he's not doing Loisoso Min Adovar. He is listening to the Chachom. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Then it's not shaykh to say that he's over on the lav and the esse. So the chura, it wouldn't be in the, we wouldn't count that into the cheshben of akal akal. That's one thing could be, not like the, if you want to say svar, not like the Minchas Chinuch. That's about what we want to talk on, the union of chole and the union of akal akal.